That's the difficult part for an agency like yours to get into the private sector and effectuate the private sector that way. Unless, of course, there was some kind of executive order that disallowed pharma from advertising directly to the consumer. Yeah,
and we're
which do you see a day where that could be a possibility?
There's a bad Supreme Court case recently that equated pharmaceutical advertising with freedom of speech and gave it and endowed it with a limited First Amendment protection. There's still things that we can do, and we're working on that. Mm-hmm. So we think that we're going to be able to do something, but I'm not going to talk more about that.
Okay.
And the issue here that people understand, because a lot of the people who support us are for freedom of speech. They're, yes. You know, absolutely. But this is a very different issue because, first of all, the pharmaceutical companies are advertising products that are being paid for by the taxpayer.
Mm.
When they advertise all these drugs on television, a person who's going to get the bill for that drug is my agency. Mm. And the taxpayer is going to end up paying for it.